You are not the form that you see in the mirror. That is your body. That is not you. That is your body. There is a you other than that body. There is a you that possesses your mind and your body. The moment you begin to perceive this, the nature of your entire life changes, because now you can begin to see why God gave us dominion and how we can exercise it. And so I will ask you now to close your eyes and voice the word I within yourself, silently, gently, secretly, sacredly, I, and now say to your mind and body, God has given me spiritual dominion over all that exists. And more especially, I have dominion over my mind and over my body. My mind must not be permitted to think any thoughts that it wishes. It must not be permitted to think any thoughts that are inflicted on it by man whose breath is in his nostril. My mind must be subject to God. Through my God-given dominion, I say to you, mind, peace, be still. Receive your wisdom from God. Receive God's peace and God's grace. Peace be unto thee, my mind. God's peace be unto thee, my mind. God's grace enrich you, my mind. God's life and God's love be with you, my mind. God governs you. Man cannot dominate you. My mind is under the jurisdiction of God. My mind is subject. Remember, it is my mind I'm talking about. My mind is subject to the laws of God. And because of the dominion that God has given me over my mind, I can say to my mind, peace, be still. God's grace, God's love, God's wisdom be with you. Receive your life from God, your wisdom from God, your eternality and your immortality and your sanity from God. The grace of God is your sufficiency. God's dominion through me reaches my mind. And then to your body. Just think now, it has been established within you, and I'm sure that most of you can now feel it, that this body isn't you, but that this body is yours. This body is yours, and God has given you dominion over this body. This body which is mine, peace be unto you. The peace that passeth understanding, the spiritual peace of God, be unto you. God has given me dominion over this body, and therefore I give unto you God's peace, God's health, God's grace, God's strength, God's youth, God's immortality, God's grace is thy sufficiency. God in the midst of me is the bread and the meat and the wine and the water. And so I can say unto my body, you shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. To my mind and to my body, you shall not live by bread alone. Of course I will feed you, and I will see to it that I give you the best food. To my mind, I will give the best intellectual and cultural food that I can. To my body, I will give the cleanest and purest foods that I can. But remember, you are not to live by intellect or culture or bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God's grace is the substance of my mind and of my body. And this is my mind and this is my body, and it is God governed, because I now bring it under God's government, and I remove it from the domination of man and the domination of man's beliefs and theories. I remove my mind and body from the masses and from the domination of the masses and their ignorant beliefs. And I place my mind and my body under God's government, under God's dominion, under God's grace. To my mind and to my body, I give God-given dominion, strength, peace, joy, power, spiritual power, spiritual joy, spiritual freedom. To my mind and to my body, I give God's freedom, the God-given freedom of the Spirit. My mind shall no longer be an outlet for the mass mind or mass world, the carnal mind, the mortal mind. For my mind is God-governed, God-fed, God-directed by virtue of the power that God has given unto me. My body shall no longer be under the laws of matter or the laws that men lay down, for I place my body under the dominion of God. And each day, I repeat the remembrance of this truth, even if only for a second, to remind myself that my mind and my body are under God's government, spiritual government, spiritual law, not mental or material, but spiritual. God's grace, spiritual presence, and spiritual power is my sufficiency of soul, mind, and body. The Father says to me, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine, and therefore my peace, that is God's peace, the Christ peace, my peace give I unto thee, my mind and my body. I let the Master within me say to my mind and my body, my peace give I unto thee, mind and body. Not the peace that the world giveth, but my peace, spiritual life, spiritual law. And from now on, my remembrance shall be not the domination of man, but the dominion of God. It is so important for a while that each day we remember, I am no longer dominated by man, but my dominion is of God. Operating through spiritual life and spiritual law within my consciousness. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God is the law unto my mind and unto my body.